Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. You know, I keep it locked every Sunday to Can I Play Us Play, hosted by my man, K. Diddy and Pretty Tony. So y'all keep it clubbing and keep it funky and keep it locked. Can I Play Us Play?
It's packed. Niggas don't know how to act. We the Mac.
Sometimes you just gotta go.
You will never know if you could ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Stay in Africa, we ain't never leave. So one no slave, and I hate to read. One no slave ship, one no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep, and I had a dream. It was all black, black,
all black
everything.
And we ain't get exploited. White man ain't fear it, so he did not destroy it. We ain't work for free, see they had to employ it. Built it up together, so we equally appointed. First 400 years, see we actually enjoyed it. Constitution written by W.E.B. Du Bois. When no reconstruction, civil war got avoided. Little black Sambo grows up to be a lawyer. Extra, extra, on the newsstand. Black woman voted head of Ku Klux Klan. Malcolm Little dies as an old man. Martin Luther King read the eulogy for Ham, followed by Bill O'Reilly who read from the Koran. President Bush sends condolences from Iran, where Fox News reports live that Ahmadinejad wins the Mandela Peace Prize.
You will never know if you can ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Stay in Africa, we ain't never leave. So one no slave, and I have to read. One no slave ship, one no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep.
Keeping it real's not an understood concept. Yeah, complexion's not a contest. Cause racism has no context. Hip hop ain't got a section called conscious. Everybody rapping like crack never happened. Crips never occurred, no blood to attack then. Matter of fact, no hood to attack in. Somalia's a great place to relax in. Fred Astaire was the first to do a backspin. The Rat Pack was a cool group of black men that inspired five white guys called the Jackson. Eminem fitted in, but then again, he inspired a black rapper trying to mimic him. And that's really rose up out of Michigan, a sign of white rapper by the name of 50 Cent.
You will never know if you could ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Stay in Africa, we ain't never leave. So one no slave, and I have to read. One no slave ship, one no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep, and I had a dream. It was all black.
And I know it's just a fantasy. I cordially invite you to ask, why can't it be? Now we can't do nothing about the past, but we can do something about the future that we have. We can make it fast, or we can make it last. Every woman queen and every man a king. And when those color lines come, we can't see between. We just close our eyes till it's all black, everything.
You will never know if you can ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Stay in Africa, we ain't never leave. So one no slave, and I have to read. One no slave ship, one no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep, and I had a dream. It was all black.
Welcome to the show, All Back Everything, by my man Lupe Fiasco. It's your boy Pretty Tony coming to you live once again. Can I Play a Play? Every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And as usual, I got my Ace Boom Coon, you know what I mean? Always strapped in the back seat, trying to make sure the man ain't trying to get us and trying to make sure the get us ain't trying to get us. My man K Dizzle Squad. What's good, K Diddy?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Glad y'all could be back and join us once again.
Absolutely. Today's topic is some people act as though people make the choice to be poor. In today's political arena, we're being put into a system of, you know, clashing classes and the poor and the underserved seem to be the punching bags. Are we really a nation? Is the question we're putting out there today, because it is as though poverty, there is, you know, they have the war on drugs. I think there is an absolute war going on against poverty, poor, the middle class, and the working class right now on a whole, and we're becoming a nation of finger pointers. We're becoming a nation of pass the blame. Let's look to everything. There's too many this and there's too many that. But at the end of the day, we're not looking to the source of our problems, and I want to know, when did we become such a nation, a nation where people are complaining about the amount of money given to FEMA to help people in a natural disaster? You have politicians campaigning that, oh, we need to take the government out of everything and make basically reduce the role of states in everything. And I'm not a big supporter of politics, politician, but I have to keep my eyes on the political agenda of what I'm hearing. We are our brother's keeper in this nation. I'm responsible for you, you're responsible for me. And if my brother or sister has fallen, we are supposed to help them. We are not supposed to strip away their education. We're not supposed to strip away our medical stuff to help them be in better shape. We're not supposed to strip away programs designed to help people when they're down. Are there people who have taken advantage of the system of every color? Yes, there are people who have made welfare and assistance a career. I completely agree. All that means is we need to fine-tune the system. All that means is we need to check people, put up a better checks and balances instead of more regulatory bull crap. Because if I have fallen and I can't do for mine, and you're sitting in your chair doing for yours and complaining, you're not feeling my pain. We are a nation of brothers and sisters. Marcus Garvey wrote, "Poverty, a hellish state to be in. It is no virtue, it is a crime. To be poor is to be hungry without the possible hope of food, to be sick without the hope of medicine, to be tired and sleepy without a place to lay one's head, to be naked without the hope of clothing, to be despised and comfortless. To be poor is to be a fit subject for crime and hell. The hungry man steals bread and thereby breaks the eighth commandment. By his state, he breaks the laws of God and man and becomes an outcast in thought and deed. He covets his neighbor's goods, comfortless as he seeks his neighbor's wife. To him there is no other course but sin and death. That is the way of poverty. No one wants to be poor." So as wonderful people stage all these rallies, I always ask this question: how can you afford to take time off out of your day to go stage a protest? That tells me you have enough resources to do it. Predominantly, most of us in this day and age are struggling, not even from paycheck to paycheck. We're struggling from penny to penny, dollar to dollar, to take care of our children and our families. So, give me y'all feedback. Okay, Dizzle, I know I started off heavy. I got some more heavy stuff to do. What's your thought, brother?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out the solution, because if you can't work together as a people, mean 2, 3, and 4, how are you going to expect to work together as a nation? That's my question.
Now, that could be the basis of the problem. So you're saying if we can't find a way to work on the small things in small numbers, how are we going to do it in big numbers is what you're saying?
Absolutely. It'll never happen. You know, because people still ain't checking their star players. They still perpetrating. You know, they still lying. They still living a fraud. You know what I'm saying? But until people start looking at that man in the mirror and being 100% truthful with everything, I don't see how they could even work together with two or three people. So as a nation, to me, that's kind of a joke. But that's just my opinion, you know, and I hope it'll change real soon. But from what I see, you know, with people always talking about helping each other, working with each other, it sounds real good. But in actuality, people are really selfish. They're down for self. And that's really what's destroying this whole thing, this whole country, really, because everybody's really down for self. And when you're down for self, you alienate yourself. And you cut off your supply lines. You can't even get reinforcements. You can't even get fresh water. You can't get off nothing because you cut off your supplies. You cut yourself off from everybody that would help you and support you. So that's my question. If we can't work together in ones and twos and threes, how are we going to do it as a nation?
That's a very, very good point of view. My man has broken down to the small numbers. While I'm, you know, I mean, I'm over here discussing the big picture, but it's still all related. It's still all intertwined. That's the question of the day, people. I have some things that I want to put out there because K. Diddy has put his thought out there. And one of the things I want to address is that we, first of all, I want to make sure I take this moment in the spirit of the day and say rest in peace to all the people who died in 9/11. I'll say a prayer for their family as we keep trotting on. It was a very tragic day, a very tragic series of events, and a lot of good people and bad lost their lives on that day. So here on Can a Player Play, we want to make sure we continue the spirit of today and keep the memory of 9/11 going forward so we never forget. But that leads me into my other point, whereas as we're having this discussion on the whole scope of politics and stuff of that nature, we're talking about all these cuts we need to make. We're talking about all these changes that need to be made. I have a very simple question, and I think it's a question we've asked a couple of times before on this show. Nobody is questioning the billions and billions of dollars we're shedding out for two wars in two countries. We are putting out billions of dollars, unregulated, unchecked, just a blank check. But here at home, we're not building up the schools. We're not paying the teachers. We don't want to shore up social services to better serve the underserved. We're giving out no-bid contracts all over. No questions asked. We're talking about drawing down the troops, but truth be told, what they're not discussing is that as they're drawing down troops, they're sending more private contractors, which they pay more money. There are more private contractors than soldiers in Iraq right now, and they're better paid, and it's taxpayers' dollars. Just a little bit of food for thought here on Can a Player Play. We're getting a little bit deep in the political arena today, but it's all good. Don't you worry about nothing, ladies and gentlemen. We are here for you on the show. We're still out here hustling. We're going to take a quick little musical break here. I'm not quite sure what I want to hit y'all with because, matter of fact, I'm going to hit you with some funk, some world movement funk. Stick and stay, www.worldmovement.com.
What up, nephew? It's your Uncle Snoop Dogg, man. We got to put this Uncle Snoop's army together, man. Because you know me, I'm an opportunist, man. I love giving opportunity, you dig it? So what I'ma do, I'ma kick it off like I know Al, and then we gon' let them come in and do what they do, cuz I gotta let you know how it is, man.
for the grown folks. Feet tapping and free clapping the horn notes. Patron floats and Hennessy getting ordered up. You order cups while the bottle's headed for the gut. We skunked up and funked up. Speakers jumping, people pumping fists, saying bartender, keep them coming. A decent woman got a vertebrae percolating, working the dance floor and every movement quaking. The perk blazing with hands nodding and bobbing. Reds watching the bottles and dropping it to the bottom. Not stopping the rocking beat, knocking from the head hunting something for cutting and doing bad something. Here, we just trying to have a good time with good vibes, high wanting a good rhyme. You should climb up a VIP so you can go to the pool just to be like me. Bang.
Who said that dog don't fuck with her?
Don't fuck with her.
Who said that dog don't fuck with her? Who said that dog don't fuck with her?
Don't fuck with her.
Who said that dog don't fuck with her?
Yeah, we taking over the stage after rolling the blaze and it's going to the face, stone to the bone and the bone on the maze. In the flows in the grave, blunt hind, testify with numbers and clocks. Drunk drumming and strumming gives a wonderful spark. And everybody is feeling us, they on the same page. Plain Jane and Jägermeister laced with Bane. The bass is made to slowly move soul to soul. No control needed for this part of the show. The harder we go, the more that y'all getting into it. To the music that we do in the mood of the cutie duty. Here, this is crack full of rap. Funk, jazz, the sax, all mixing the crap. We wish we clap. Put your blunt high, you get fucked up. Let's have a good time and all get funked up.
Keepers of the frequency with headphones on the wrong song. Frequently we don't see. We do it, we dance to it. But to the beat, strolled by that different drum, we're thinking, positively tweaking, freeing ourselves of the need to be free. Do you dig it?
Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play it play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Holla at your boy, one love. Pretty Tony, and I'm out.
This is the highest cost. Take you and make you all. Bless you and Take your time, take it slow, take it easy, but don't let me go, baby, baby. Do what you wanna do, baby. Hey, baby, I'm here, I ain't going nowhere. Can we savor the moment? It's what you wanna do, baby. When you're in the need, we're gonna soothe that need, gonna scratch that itch. What you wanna do, baby? Hey, baby, I'm just a tool, baby. I'm just an instrument to be used for you, for your pleasure. Do whatever, do what you wanna do. Hey, I'm gonna kiss all over your body, baby. I'm gonna touch your body, baby. As the temperature's rise, baby, do what you wanna do, baby. Hey, baby, it's not just a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. It's a soulful thing, baby, do what you wanna do. Baby, 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 hey. Kiss all over your body, baby. Hey, I wanna touch your body there.
Hands up in the air, I just want the baddest bitch in the world right here on my lap.
And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at in this motherfucker. I'ma need the baddest raw to twerk off in this motherfucker. I'ma go hard until it hurts off in this motherfucker. I'ma ball, so you gotta work off in this motherfucker. And I could get you anything you want. I could put you on. See, you look like Beyonce, so do it like Beyonce. Do it like Beyonce and put it on. Sean, grind hard, but got a lot to show for it. Always had drive like I had to show for it. My team's so true, we should get a camera crew. Follow us around.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at. Like I never had it at. She rockin' Shine John. Man, I just ended up on everybody's guest. I'm just doing better than what everyone projected. I knew that I'd be here, so if you ask me how I feel, I'ma just tell you it's everything that I expected, bitch.
Hands up in the air.
One time for the west side. Let me see them
hands up in the air.
And two times if you love good music.
Hands up in the air, yeah.
And three times for the baddest chick in the world who got a
hands up in the air,
yeah.
Now I'ma hit this drink up, yeah.
Ballin' on a budget. Me and my people do it big out in public. Cause if you don't do it big, bitch, you ain't doing nothing.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at.
Sorry I had to chip out on y'all so quick. I was having little problems on the computer with the switchboard, but it's all straightened out. As I was saying, honestly, I'd like to thank the new guests that are in the chat room. I see you. Welcome to the show. That we're talking about taking care of each other. Okay, Diddy put the question out there earlier about taking care of small groups as opposed to big groups. I'm just saying that we got to start the process somewhere. And we can't take away from those who don't have nothing and expect them to be something. That makes the road much more difficult. That makes your decision-making skills very limited because you're focused on just making it from day to day. How do we address that? How do we deal with that? This system of individualism, me, I. We got to spread it out a little bit. We got to share it a little bit. We got to be willing to understand each other a little bit, because life in itself is not perfect. And if we're to coexist, if we're to accept each other's and make each other's lives a little bit better, what sacrifice are we willing to make of ourselves? They keep trying to drive wedges between us. They keep trying to drive little ideologies, you know, Christianity and religion, all that has its place. But when it comes to the governance of an entire nation, we've got to separate religion and politics. Go ahead, sir.
I just finna say, I think anybody with true common sense can separate religion from politics, because from the very beginning, the whole thing with religion is separation, distraction, confusion. You know, so it's always been divide and conquer. So to me, that's nothing new, and I keep going back to, you know, you can't correct a nation or a village or a tribe until the people within make that first initial change. And that's what we're really not seeing happen. That's why so people are playing the blame game. That's why other countries, cultures, and even other races don't have a lot of respect for the minorities, because they see minorities having millions and millions of dollars, but I don't really see them opening up no schools or create no programs for the underprivileged or the poverty stricken. But then we want the big brother or the nation or the government to fix that. They're looking at us like we ain't trying to fix nothing for ourselves. So how do you correct that?
Wow, K. Diddy, that is a really interesting point, my dear brother. So you're saying, so you're not holding Big Brother to task. You are trying to say that physician heal thyself?
I'm saying that at some point in time, you got to take responsibility for your own shit and quit blaming somebody else, because don't no other man, or shouldn't no other man, have that much control or power over your existence or your livelihood or your thought process. But it's no secret that some people have been denied education, you know, but that was a while ago. You know, there's no reason people can't pick up a book today and educate themselves, you know. But again, it goes back to that self-individual thing. They're not worried about the guy next door. They're not even worried about their actions. They don't even think out their actions. They just take care of what they need to take care of for self right now, and not even thinking about that every action, there's a reaction, some positive, some negative. But they don't even give it that much thought, because they're living in the now. So how are you going to blame that on the nation or the country when we got black leaders today, that's sitting on millions and millions of dollars, but all they're concerned about is a new Rolls Royce? So how are you going to hold the country and these other so-called people responsible when they don't even see you trying to do nothing for your own self?
K. Diddy. My man went in. My man said we're not doing enough for ourselves. And to an extent, I completely agree with you, my brother, that I don't think we're doing enough for ourselves. I completely agree that I don't think we're doing enough for ourselves when we are capable at times of doing it, because we're more concerned with materialistic gains to try to keep up with the Joneses. But here is where I disagree with you. Government is of the people, by the people, and it must, leadership, as the word suggests, are the people that we put in a position of leadership for all. So programs should be helping
I don't know, how is that so? Because the same people you said, by the people, for the people, and these are the people you put in office, but half the people you put in office that get in office because 90% of our people don't even vote. So what?
Wow.
They get put in office by osmosis? Huh?
Wow.
Huh? How they get in office, huh?
Woo! So you holding our feet to the fire is what you're saying, K. Diddy. I don't know if I like your tone right now, K. Diddy.
On top of that, who are you giving the votes to count the votes to say this vote is applied correctly? Who is that going to?
Now, I got to ask you a question, K. Diddy. And like I said, I see the validity of some of your points. But I have to ask you this question.
Come on.
If I'm born and put into a system that's created bigger than I am, and my environment did not provide me with the tools that I need to make logical choices like you like to talk about, or common sense choices, all my choices have been based upon the ignorance that's in massive amounts around me, and all my choices have been based in this environment of hostility and insecurity and uncertainty and poverty. How do you expect me, K. Diddy, since you say we're not helping, how am I supposed to function?
Well, look, you got two choices. Either you succumb with the peer pressure of the masses and go down the tube like everybody else, or you dig deep and pull yourself up by any means necessary to rise above your circumstances. Your circumstances should never dictate who you are. You should dictate your circumstances. So there's two kinds of people, okay? There's people that's going to live life, and there's people going to watch life. There's people going to do things, take chances, and the people that are not. So it depends on which side of the spectrum you want to be on.
Yeah, but you're still, that sounds good in theory, but I'm asking you in reality and practicality, I've never been the reasoning skills to make these decisions. Those tools were never afforded me nor given to me. Is my ignorance my choice?
I guess you could say everybody's given a certain amount of common sense. Whether they want to utilize and apply it's up to them. If you see somebody run out in front of a car just running down the street, you know, doing 50 miles an hour, does your common sense tell you to run down the street with like the other little boy? Or does your common sense tell you no, not to do that?
Sometimes my common sense may make me restrain from that because I know I'm going to get hurt.
But wait, hold up, time out. What do you mean, may? If you know you're going to run from that car and get your brain splattered all over the street like this other little boy did, you mean you may run out there like he did?
Some people might. I'm speaking from my personal perspective. I'm going to say that I ain't. It's the same question that can be said of black on black crime or just minority crime, period. We see the results. We see the catastrophe. We see that gang banging don't never amount to nothing. And we see that the poverty that we're in leads to our destruction. So why is it that so many of us are still partaking in it, living, breathing it, and we're raising a new generation? Oh, hold on. Oh, I'm sorry, Cal Living. I didn't see you there in the chat room. They said, let me ask this question. Why did black folks state that Obama is their president, but now nobody's claiming him? First of all, I can answer that from my personal perspective. You know what I mean? I'm a fan of no politician, including Obama. Politicians are politricians to me. And why nobody is claiming him right now? I don't know. Some people like myself, and I'm going to speak from a personal perspective, K. Diddy's opinion might be different, as they are, all of us have a varying opinion. I feel as though his feeling of compromise, his feeling of kumbaya, he's in the wrong arena for this. Obama would have made a great mediator. He would have been a great attorney, maybe even a wonderful lawyer. But as a president, I feel as though he is lacking. You jump into the shark pool, you can't take dolphin rules into the shark pool. You got to come in there with shark rules. Do we like it? No, but it is what it is. You can't bow under everything and step aside everything and turn the cheek. There comes a time you got to man up because you jumped your ass into the shark pool. And that's what Washington, D.C. is. Okay, Diddy, do you have a response to the question, sir?
Well, I guess that was your question from the chat room. Why are people not supporting him for that same reason? I mean, people are not supporting him, obviously, because he's not doing what they expect him to do, but they fail to realize the man was set up before he even came into office. There's only so much he can do, and that's the reality of it. There's only so much he can do. He's still cleaning up a mess that some other fool made. You got to get that out of the way because you can't put no new shit on a whole bunch of old, stinky, rotten, you know, spoiled stuff. You got to clean some of that out of the way, you know. So
I would say he's going to finish in his term no way.
So he's going to be blamed for a whole lot. So where is that going to go? But I know this. I know this. In our lifetime, you'll never see another black president ever.
All right, same person, Cal Living. Why does the caller feel that others must give him what he needs rather than learning to provide for thyself? Well, maybe you didn't hear my entire statement because I think that's directed at me. If you put me in a dysfunctional circumstance, some of us are capable of rising above that dysfunction. There are others who need assistance to rise above that dysfunction, and that is what a social first world country is supposed to provide, an environment for its citizens to prosper, the tools for the citizen to prosper, and the necessary support system for its citizens to prosper. I cannot prosper at all times if I am surrounded by abject poverty. I can't see above getting some bread and something to eat. I can't think about future. My future is this moment. Cal Living says something again. I have heard from many others that they thought Obama would give black folks free services. No, that statement in its entirety is ignorance. That's just something. What free service, Cal Living? What free service could anybody look from the President of the United States who has to look out for everybody? That's sort of like I heard some people have called in and emailed me that when he became president. Like I said, I'm not a fan of Obama. But once again, I'm going to defend the man's integrity that he's going to put rims and sounds in the presidential limos. That's insulting to the man's character.
I don't know. I just respect the man's grind, period, because I know what he went through to even get into office. Again, because he's dealing with people, one, that's outside his race is not going to support him for natural reasons. And then you got people that's hating within his race. So I respect the man's grind.
There you go. And hold on, Cal Living says, if I put you in a dysfunctional environment, why don't you just take yourself out of it, not let someone put you in the first place? Okay, I don't know who this person is, but since you're involved in the show, I'm going to respond to your question because maybe you're missing when I say you're put. When we are born, we are accidents of birth. We do not choose to be born in a poor neighborhood.
Some kids are planned, Tony. Some people are planned pregnancies. They're not all accidents.
But you see, you being funny now. You being funny, but I'm not saying we are accidents. I'm saying we're accidents of birth. We don't choose our parents. We don't choose the neighborhoods that we're born into. We don't choose. There was no form that we filled out like, yeah, I want to be born in Watts or Compton, or I want to be born on Southside Chicago, or I want to be born in Lebanon or somewhere where there's poverty. These are the situations that we are born into, and when we are born into this society and this environment, I feel as though those controlling said society and environment should provide that which we need to become functioning, productive adults. I'm not talking about grown folks. I'm talking about when you're born into it. You grow up with it, wondering where your next meal is coming from. And new to the game, now really, did someone say this? That just goes to show how small minds think. I guess so new to the game. Tony, but you choose what you think every day, every moment. Yes. Yes, we do choose to think every day, but we are most assuredly influenced by that which is around us. That's common
sense. So nobody is born with a certain amount of survival instinct.
Is that a question for me?
It's just a general question because I think everybody is born with a certain amount of survival instinct, and I think you'd also be controlled in your growth process, how you want to grow. I mean, while you're growing up, don't you pay attention to your surroundings? I mean, you see somebody got a tricycle with no wheels on it, and you see this other kid got a tricycle with wheels on it. At what point do you figure out that theirs is rolling and you're carrying yours?
Processing thought. Ladies and gentlemen, it is called processing thought.
Okay.
It's just, I'm going to be very philosophical with my response to that. You plant two flowers in the same garden bed. You provide one with what it needs to grow and flourish and sprout its little leaves so it can produce. And you provide the other one with very little. What are the chances of survival? Same flower, same garden bed, two different sets of care.
Well, hey, the one that's not getting the nutrient is not getting the care. A lot of times could be stronger because they have no choice. To be weaker will mean to perish. But to be stronger means you would thrive and you would deal with the elements, the pestilence and the elements. And we see that all the time where people surrounded with all those imperfections and negativities, they still rise to the top. And then the ones can have a whole lot of pampering and curdling and loving and pampering and hugging and all that stuff. They gaze all outdoors. I take that part back. But they end up being weak because they've been given too much.
And they see, once again, too much. But with the right balance, comes right back to what I'm saying. With the right balance, with the right amount of time and care and nutrients, this flower can be productive. New to the game, Cal Living, I see you. For your thought, give power to your actions. That is true. New to the game. Right now, the middle class is the group getting the shaft. What services do they have for them? Everyone needs a little help. Some will give back once things get right, but others will keep their hands out. I completely agree with that statement. I don't believe that you should make getting assistance a career, which some people have done, generational. But what we need is a better system of checks and balances. I don't believe in giving out blank checks, sort of like I said about the Iraqi no-bid contracts. We cannot give give out blank checks and believe that people are going to do what is right, whether it's a state. We have to have a better system of checks and balances. That's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. Now, what we're going to do is take a quick little musical break, and better days going to come. Stick and stay.
Looking for these better days.
Lifestyle, look how we live. Smoking weed like it ain't no thing. So even kids wanna try now, then lie down and get ran through. Nobody watches them clocking the evil man do. Faced with the demons, addicted to hearing victims screaming. Guess he was evil since birth, product of cursed demons. Cause even our birthdays is cursed days. A born thug in the first place, the worst way. I love to see the block and peace with no more dealers and crooked cops. The only way to stop the beat. And only we can change. It's up to us to clean up the streets. It ain't the same. Too many murders, too many funerals, and too many tears. Just seen another brother buried. Plus, I knew him for years.
back by his family, but what can I say? Keep your head up and try to keep the faith and pray for better days. Better days, better days, hey, better days. Thinking about better days, better days, better days, better days, hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Thinking back as an adolescent, who would have guessed that in my future years I'd be stressing, say the ghetto sick and corrupt. Plus my P.O. won't let me hang with the brothers I grew up with, trying to keep my head up and stay strong. All my homies slanging yayo all day long, but they wrong, so I'm solo and so broke. Saving up for some doors, cause they dope. I got a girl and I love her, but she broke too. And so am I can't take her to the place she wanna go to. So we argue and play fight all day and night, making passionate love to the daylight. Plus we about to get evicted, can't pay the rent. Guess it's time to see who really is your friend. Tell me you're pregnant and I'm amazed. So many blessings while we stressing, looking for the better day. Better day, better day, better day. Hey, hey, better day. Thinking about better days. Better day, better day, better day. Hey, better day. Got me thinking about better days. Now me and you was real cool. Hell on them square fools. Just back in high school, we was true, me and you. Only part of the separated, we stayed faded. Affiliated with gangbangers, we still made it. Up in the gym, mess with me, gotta mess with him. Still dressing like grown men when rolling. Out in the dark, smoking Newports, came in Mark. Got a place in my heart, homie, stay smart. Locked you up in the pen and gave you 3 to 10. I send you letters with Netflix and old friends. Hoping you well, I know it's hell doing time in the sales. You need men when you in jail. And me, I'm doing cool. I settled down, had a family, working in night school. Every once in a while, I reminisce and wonder how we ever came to this. I miss a better day. Better day. Better day. Hey. Thinking about better days. Better day. Better day. Better day.
That is what we're all about here on Can a Player Play. We're all looking for better days. These are very trying times. I'm new to the game. I see you in the chat room. Obama is only one man. A man, he has powers that be, but he must answer the control of Congress, a.k.a. big business. We need to start hitting them in their pockets. As long as we keep hiding our heads and saying, I didn't vote, etc., nothing will happen. Nothing will change. You are absolutely right. Wow, y'all are typing real fast in the chat room. I see a Cal Living. I think this is for you, K. Diddy. Cal Living is saying that, oh, when you said Obama came into this problem, he knew what he was getting into. There is, I'm sure he did when he stepped into the presidency. Not presidency, presidency. But I do believe that no matter who was in this office, once again, I'm not a fan of Obama, but I am saying no matter who stepped into this, they were going to have headaches and change was going to be hard because of the mess that was before them.
I think he knew what he was getting into at face value coming at a new president following after Bush, but I don't think even he could have known or envision some of the things that transpired to date since he's been in office, you know, the amount of haterism that he's had to deal with from within his party, from the Republican Party. There's no way he could have known that until he really got in there and started making certain moves, oppositions that he was going to run into, unless he got a crystal ball, which I don't think he has.
Not at all. He knew better, but he was willing to step up and try. Well, maybe he did know better, but at the end of the day, we must be honest. The proof is always in the pudding, and we are a nation that we are reactionary. We react rather than take the necessary steps to prevent before stuff hits the fan. We took our eyes off the prize, and we allowed too much to be stripped away over the course of the last 20 or 30 years, and now we are reaping what we sowed by taking our eyes off the prize, and I personally feel that we were deceived by politicians. We were definitely deceived by politicians who took us down this road. Now we are down this road. Instead of addressing, they keep us distracted. That's the whole point of why I did this show today. The finger-pointing on ourselves is what we're doing. When I hear people complaining about, well, maybe FEMA shouldn't have some money, yes, you're saying that now till a natural disaster hits your neck of the woods, and I bet you then you're going to be looking for FEMA. And sometimes, and I want to make this clear, I am not an advocate for people being on social services and welfare as a career. I am an advocate for people getting assistance when they hit the bottom so that they can stand up again. That is what I'm an advocate for. I'm not looking for a welfare state. I'm not looking for people to be dependent, but we are in a first world country where if you need help, you should be able to go and get it. If a mother of four becomes unemployed, she should be able to get some assistance till she can get some gainful employment to take care of hers, and then she can let stuff go. Cal Living uses presidential power to move the country in the right direction, not occur more debt on us. Of course, we all want to say that. We all want to say that we don't want any more debt and this and that. But in that statement, I sense as though you're saying Obama is responsible for the debt. No, politics of the last 25, 30 years is responsible. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take that back. Well, Bill Clinton left office, he left us with a surplus. So let's say the politics of the last decade have dumped us in the hole that we're in. And who was responsible for that decade? Oh, man, we were just getting good, but we're down to the last 90 seconds of the show. I want to thank Cal Living, new to the game, guest 4908, all the people that have popped in and out of the chat room. We appreciate you. Next week, we're going at it again. That's what we're about here. I want y'all, tell a friend. Spread the word about Can a Player Play. Show us some love. Let me let my sidekick. Hey, Diddy, tell the good people how they can find you, brother.
Oh, I want them to go out and check out the books, Player, Step Your Game Up, Playology, Who Is She, What Is She to You. Go out and support your boys. Just don't come and listen. Listen, go out and read and then listen. WorldMovement.com. You heard it right here. K Dizzle in the house.
I got nothing but love for y'all, for real though. I'll let your boy, man. You know how we do on here.
Yeah. It's not Malcolm X, PDL Castro. You know, E.D. I mean.